Okay, it's time for another music video, another ranking video. I'm pressing on. This is a double set. I just finished 2002, and this is 2003. Notables that didn't make the cut. A very good album by Sting called Sacred Love. There's some beautiful songs on here. Whenever I Say Your Name, he did that with Mary J. Blige. And Stolen Car, I particularly like that. The album by Steely Dan, Everything Must Go, a relatively weak offering by them, but it would still probably be the best release by any other artist. And the the third one that just sadly didn't make it was the album by Ryan Adams called Love Is Hell. So I'm going to go on now and get into the top 10 for 2003. So into the top 10 now, and a return to form after a long time off my radar anyway. The Allman Brothers Band, Hitting the Note. There's a terrific guitar playing on here, reminiscent of the golden years of Dickie Betts and Greg Allman. I think the guy's name is Haynes, and Desdemona and Instrumental Illness are the hot tracks on this. At number nine, a British band, Elbow. They take a while to get into, I must admit. This album, it did appeal to me, a cast of thousands, and their sort of brand of soft rock with a touch of symphony and a touch of sort of a sort of subtle jazz sort of chord certainly can work, and very talented group of musicians. Switching Off and I've Got Your Number and Crawling With Idiots are the tracks on this. Number eight, a bit of a strange choice, this one. The Christmas album by Jethro Tull. This is a hoot of an album with lots of Jethro Tull interpretations of Christmas-like carols. God Rest You, Jerry, Merry Gentlemen is deliberately comedic. Green Sleeves, and of course he throws in a version of Bourrée. Now to seven, it's the Dave Matthews Band, Some Devil. I really like this album. It's got a hypnotic quality. It's got that a Charleston, South Carolina feel to it. Very mystical, lots of rhythm. And the cuts that I really like, the title track, Dodo and Save Me, which is really hypnotic, and Oh. So we're into number seven now on this countdown. And at number seven, sorry, at number six, it's the Van Morrison offering What's Wrong With This Picture. Once again, a typical delivery by the man from Belfast. Somerset is a glorious piece of work. Evening in June and St. James Infirmary. The usual collection of ballads, R&B, Celtic sounds that make Van so special. I'm up to number five now, and this is the second album by the band The Strokes called Room on Fire. Not quite as impactful as their debut, Is This This, but still I like this New York sort of new wave style of rock. Automatic Stop, Under Control, and The End Has No End are the highlights for me on this. So we're up to four now, and it's the album by Radiohead, Hail to the Feast. I found this a little bit more easier to get on with than the previous two, even though I did select Kid A as the best album of 2000. But Sail to the Moon, A Punch Up at a Wedding is a really strong piece of work. Back Drifts and there are the highlighted tracks. So top three time now. At number three, Reality by David Bowie. An album by him that perhaps doesn't get the recognition that it ought to. I find it very appealing, and I enjoy it every time I listen to it. It's not got any radical departures. If anything, it's probably more nearer the Scary Monsters style of work. But the highlights never get old. The Loneliest Guy, and a particularly favourite of mine is an upbeat Pablo Picasso. So we're now into the top two, and I have a real problem separating these two, but I'm going to go with Amy Winehouse, Frank, at number two. This was effectively her debut, and it's an awesome piece of work. When I listen to Amy singing on Frank, I nearly always break down into tears. Stronger Than Me, You Sent Me Flying, I Heard Love Is Blind, and Take the Box. But any track on that album really is, that style. That 50s style meets sort of a jazz 20s. It's a great combination, and her voice, of course, well, a rare thing of beauty. So that leaves us as number one, and it's John Mayer, Heavier Things. I was really into John Mayer at this time. His Room with his in Squares got the number one slot, and the Heavier Things, the follow-ups, got it as well. Really catchy songs. Really well made. Come Back to Bed, Bigger Than My Body, great single that. Something's Missing is a beautiful ballad. It really is beautifully played. The guitar work is exceptionally dainty. And Daughters are the highlights. John Mayer, he really went out there in the early days, and I found his music a delightful listen. So there we are. That's the double album for Ranking Videos, the top 10 for 2003.